And yet God has condensed all these lessons for us in this short book.
那我请问各位,
then let me ask you all of you. Perhaps all of you have studied Jonah by yourselves.
请问约拿书的主角是谁?
Let me ask you, who is the main character in this book of Jonah?
谁?
Who is it?
约拿神从表面上都对
Perhaps on the surface, they're all correct. Oh, let me propose to you that actually the main character in the book of Jonah is you and I. Because God wants us to, as we read this, this book, learn that to learn that the main character is about you and me.
We are just like this. We are just like Jonah himself.
我们就是好像约拿这种人。
Wonderful. Yeah. 假如如果我们在这节书没有看到圣灵要对我们所说的我们这个人如何得到更新，如何得到炼净。
If we do not learn how the Holy Spirit wants us to be transformed and renewed from a book of like this,
我们就失去了这节书的意义。
Then we have lost out on the meaning of this book.
Oh,
and the Lord would allow us to be transformed and renewed and for these next few days as we look at this book together.
现在，好，这里我们都讲过了哈。
Okay, these few points I've already talked about.
现在好不好？请我们打开我们的圣经到。
Let's open a Bible to the book of Jonah, chapter 1.
约拿书第一章,
Jonah, chapter 1.
我们一起来攻读,
Let us read this together in Chinese, though.
我们先用中文来读好不好? 然后再用英文来读。
First, we'll read it in Chinese, and then together in English.
我们只有先读第一章第一节到第三节。
First, we'll read chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
请一起来。 耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说：“你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶打到我面前。”约拿却起来逃往他市去，躲避耶和华。笑到约帕遇见一只船，要往他市去，他就给了船桨，上了船，要与船上的人同往他市去，躲避耶和华。
Jonah chapter 1:1-3. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. In this chapter alone.
还有你继续读到第三章第四章,
or if you read continue reading into chapter 3 and chapter 4,
约拿是一位非常顽固的先知,
you see that Jonah was a very obstinate and stubborn prophet.
而特别是在这一章里面,
and especially in this one chapter,
你看到约拿的反叛,
you see his rebellion,
和神持久的恩典成为一个非常强烈的对比,
and how God's grace is forms a contrast with his rebellion.
这里你可以看到约拿不肯归回的心,
Here you see Jonah, his hard heart.
而你再看到神不愿意放弃他的那种的心怀,
And yet you see God's persistence, not letting go of him.
在这一章里面,你可以从不同的局面看到谢娜那种的背叛,那种的固执,同时你继续看到神那种持久的恩典。
And from this chapter alone, you can see the rebelliousness of Jonah and his stubbornness, and yet you see the persistence of God in reaching him with grace.
刚才这读的这三节里面,我们看到约拿的背念,但是我们却看到神在他背念当中呼唤他们。
Just now, in those three verses we read together, you'd see that how God is calling Jonah despite his rebelliousness.
所以这里你有没有看读到第三节?
Did you read verse 3 here?
有两次提到约拿躲避耶和华。
Two times it mentions that Jonah was running away or fleeing from the Lord.
意思不是说让神看不到他。
Doesn't mean that so God would not see him.
我记得我那个大女儿，她大概三岁、四岁那时候。
I remember my eldest daughter when she was about three or four.
有一次不晓得什么缘故，跟妈妈就在那边作对。
One time I don't remember why, but she and my wife had a big fight.
那妈妈就有一点那个用一点生气的语气来纠正她。
Mommy was of course a little bit angry, so was scolding her a little bit.
所以她就用她的棉被把自己的脸盖上。
So she pulled her blanket over her head.
她就说了一句话。
And she said these words.
现在你看不到山的。
Now you cannot see me.
她以为她看不到你，你就看不到她。
She thought that if she didn't see her mommy, the mommy wouldn't see her either.
所以你体会到，你会看到越南她这样躲避的话。是一种非常幼稚的思想。
So you can understand the futile attempt of Jonah to run away from God or to hide from God.
想想看，约拿是一位先知。
If he thought about it as a prophet,
就有这种的态度。
To have this kind of attitude,
就有这种幼稚的思想。
To have this kind of childish feelings.
但是这里所讲的他躲避耶和华，却让我们看到他放弃他站在神面前服事的岗位。
But also for us to see here that Jonah, he was running away, but he actually let go of his status and his role before the Lord.
换句话说，约拿 why not strike?
In other words, 约拿 why not strike?
罢工
yeah.
那现在我要问各位一个问题。
Now I just want to ask you a question.
为什么约拿要躲避耶和华？
Why did Jonah have to hide from God?
为什么他放弃他的职位，他的岗位？他说我不干。
Why did he lay down his status and said I quit?
从历史的角度
，from a historical standpoint，
我们知道尼尼微城是当时亚述帝国的一个首都。
We know that Nineveh was the capital of Assyria.
亚述帝国是当时非常强盛的一个国家。
Back in those days, the Assyrians were very powerful.
也是以色列国他们一个。很恐怖的仇敌。
No, of course, a very violent enemy of the Israelites.
从考古学家告诉我们说，当时亚述的军队他们是非常的残暴。
Archaeologists tell us that the Assyrians were very cruel.
他们残酷到什么地步呢？
How cruel were they?
历史学家啊，考古学家告诉我们说。
Historians and archaeologists tell us.
他们每次攻破城池之后，就尽量屠杀全城的居民。
Every time they finish a siege and then they break into a city, they kill everyone.
不但如此
，Not only that，
他们军队会把那城的领袖抓来。
They would capture all the leaders of the city.
一个一个呢，把他们口张开。
And they would stretch their mouths open.
然后呢，把他们整个舌头、眼根都拔掉。
And they would pull their tongues all the way out.
还有
，and not only that，
他们把全城的那个壮丁男士都抓来。
They would capture all the able-bodied men。
把那几个大力士就把这些男人压在地面上。
And these strong Assyrians would push these young men down。
然后把他们的四肢拉得紧紧。
And pull on their forelimbs。
然后用非常这个尖利的刀片。
And then they would use very sharp knives.
从他们最敏感的部位开始削皮。
They would start skinning them alive from the very most sensitive parts.
把整块皮削好之后，就挂在城墙上面。
They would skin them alive and then lay the skin on top of the city walls.
那些外面的居民看的都恐惧退缩。
And so that all the people who gaze upon these skins of their own people would.Power and fear.
你看他们残酷到这个地步。
This is how cruel the Syrians were.
这还不够。
And not only that.
甚至他们会抓这些年轻人呢。
They would capture all the young people.
任何抗拒的居民。
Any of those who rebel against the Syria.
他们会用非常长的那个木棍。
They would use these long wooden poles.
把尖的一头。
And they would sharpen one edge, one side.
插进那些人的肺腑的当中。
And they would impale them through the middle of these people.
然后把他们挂起来，先挂起来。
And then they would hoist them up.
让他们在上面活活的痛死。
And that they would slowly die a painful death impaled on these poles.
好，我再问各位一个问题。
Let me now ask you another question.
为什么约拿要躲避耶和华？
Why did Jonah have to hide from God?
啊， 是不是他怕死?
Was it because he was afraid of death?
因为这些亚述的军队非常的惨。
Because of the cruelty of the Assyrian armies?
是不是他怕死?
Was he afraid of death?
不是。
No.
为什么我们知道他不怕死?
How do we know that he's not afraid of death?
因为你在这一章里面, 在第十章你都看到他几次三番求死。
Because in chapter 4 of Jonah, we see that time and time again, he asks to be killed. Now, why does he have to hide from God?
Huh?
Why?
为什么?
Why? 好, let's look at the Bible.
第二节,
chapter 4, verse 2 of chapter 4. Jonah chapter
4,
verse
2.
First, we'll read it in English.
Verse 2. You mean bifocal?
Yes, I did. Okay, I see it. Okay. He prayed to the Lord, O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? That is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity.
你听到没有? 第二题告诉我们说, 就祷告他, 就祷告耶和华, 其实他不是祷告, 他是。 发脾气告诉耶和华说：“我在本国的时候，岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我急忙逃离，逃往他所去。”为什么他要躲避耶和华
？Why did he want to hide from God?
Huh?
Why?
现在你看得非常的清楚。
Now you can see this very clearly.
因为他恨恶这些敌人。
Because he hated these enemies.
一旦神赦免他们,
once that God forgave these people,
我何苦呢?
Why?
我救了我的仇敌他们的灵魂。
And now that God has saved the souls of my enemies,
就成为我们国家的威胁，是不是?
Now they would become a threat to our country, our nation.
好，现在问题来了。
Now here lies the problem.
你看约拿那么爱他的国家。You
see how Jonah loved his own nation.
好，我请问各位一个问题，你们要回答。Let
me ask you a question. You have to answer this.
约拿爱国的精神对不对？
Is this the right type of patriotism or nationalism?
对还是错？
Is it right or wrong?
啊，对。
It's correct.
如果是对的话，为什么还有第二章、第三章、第四章？
Now, if it's correct, well, then why would there be chapter 2, chapter 3, and chapter 4?
对还是错？
Is it right or wrong?
啊，还是对。
Still, you're saying it's right?
没有人敢说错。
No one dare say it was wrong.
那如果是对的话？
Now, if it's correct, if it's the right thing to do,
我刚才已经说了, 为什么还有第二章?
Then why would we have chapter 2?
为什么神要让他被丢在被抛在海中?
Why would God allow him to be dropped into the heart of the ocean?
啊?
Huh?
啊, 你在这里有没有看到一个非常重要的真理?
Now, do you see a very important truth here?
什么真理呢?
What kind of truth are we talking about?
很多时候,
many times,
我们做事情,
when we do things, when we're doing things in the church, or in our interpersonal relationships, or even in our concept of missions, we always think about them in terms of right and wrong, aren't we? Is that correct? But we have neglected God's will. We've neglected a higher standard. God's heart, what is he thinking? What is the big picture, the big plan of God?
我请问各位,
let me ask all of you.
说诚实话,
now, speak honestly, correct or incorrect.
啊,
all right? Right or wrong? This type of nationalism, this type of love for his nation. Is it right or wrong? Speak honestly. Was it good or bad? No. Was it the best? Okay, where's Mrs. Ng? Oh, he's in the other building. It's not here. In a different room. Okay. So one time that Mrs. Ng has gone to the beauty parlor. And she's come back. And she says to you, my love, do you like this new hairstyle? Now, let's just say that you actually did not like it. Would you honestly tell her? You see, the Bible is actually giving us a different principle rather than just speaking honestly. Because we have to speak the truth in love. So we have to raise the bar, our standards. Here, let me repeat it once again. Many times, our choices, how we handle ourselves, we only stay at a level of right or wrong. We think that would be good enough. That's sufficient. May the Lord help us to see that there's a higher standard of only other than seeing things in the right or wrong. What God's will is. What His heart is about. Oftentimes there are conflicts within the church. Why are there conflicts? Because we only see things in the black and white. Right or wrong. Isn't that right?
你错,
you're right.
我对,
I'm wrong.
No, you're right. 哎呀, 直接一点啊, 不要太客气。 所以每次我们就是, 你错, 我对, 我错, 我对, 你错。
Oftentimes you say, I'm right, you're wrong.
就吵起来了。
And that's how we start fights.
就分手了。
And that's how we split.
我们必须说,
we must think about what God's will is.
因此我们怎么样,
therefore, this is what we will do, how to seek God's will.
你明白吗?
Do you understand that?
在这里, 在这里,
right here.
让我们更看到,
allow us to see one more thing. The call of God's grace.
虽然约拿非常的固执,
even though Jonah was very stubborn. Even though he was so rebellious before God, but God did not let him go. God did not give up on him. During his, and right in the middle of his rebellion, God was waiting for him. And God called him out to serve him. Look at ourselves.
多少的时候,
how many times
我们生活习惯跟我们神之间的关系
in our daily lives and our relationship with God
是不是讨神的喜悦?
Are we really trying to please God?
但是神却以他的慈爱忍耐的恩典等待我们
God has always been merciful and waiting for us.
让我们继续 在先教工厂里面,
so that we may continue to serve God in His church and in the mission fields. This is totally grace. This is the call of grace. So those of us who serve must know that service is a grace. There's nothing to boast about. It's not for our honor. It's not for what we can gain. It's totally God's grace. Look at Romans chapter 3, verse 24. So you don't have to turn to it. But there you see, it's
freely by grace.
Freely by grace.
白白就是恩典,
freely, and it's grace.
恩典就是白白的来,
grace is free.
但是保罗那边在写说, 我们的恩典, 我们的救赎, 我们的称义, 我们的在神面前的服事, 是白白的恩典。
But Paul was talking about our redemption before God, our service before God. All this was freely by grace.
换句话说,
in other words,
我们的服事是神恩典中的恩典。
Our service is the grace upon grace of God.
你继续再看下去。
If you read the following verses,
特别是到了这约拿书最一第一章最后一节。
Especially to the last part of chapter 1 of the book of Jonah.
他在神的面前躲避。
He was hiding from God.
背叛。
He was rebelling.
神就在危难中兴起海浪来警戒他。
And during these times, God caused a storm. He provided a storm to save Jonah.
他有没有回转？
Did he change? Did he turn? No.
所以接下去神就借着外邦人来质问他，来指责他。
So then God used the Gentiles, the outsiders, to now to change him and to confront him.
他有没有改变他的心意？
Did he change his heart?
也没有。
He didn't.
到了最后。
And towards the end.
你看到到第十七节，神当他求死的时候，叫这些外邦的水手把他抛在海底时。
In verse 17, you see that actually these Gentile sailors threw him into the ocean.
在第十七节，当我读到这句话的时候，我心里充满了感恩。
As I read these verses, my heart is filled with thanksgiving.
虽然和本没写出来，但是原来的意思说，耶和华却安排一条大鱼吞了约拿。
It says here in verse 17 that the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah.
当这些外邦的水手用尽他们办法的时候，
When these heathen sailors were doing all that they could by themselves,
到了最后，他们按照约拿的吩咐，把他抛在海中。
In the end, according to the instructions given them by Jonah, they threw him in overboard.
神仍然没有放弃约拿。
But God did not give up on Jonah.
使徒也告诉我们说，神却安排一条大鱼吞了约拿。
The Bible says the Lord had provided.A great fish to swallow Jonah.
这是恩典的供应。
And this is the provision of grace.
所以你这一次看到神持久的恩典，在他生死的关头为约拿开了一条出路。
To see the persistent grace of God at the time of life and death, providing and opening a way for Jonah.
好，接下去你第二章你看到什么呢？
Now in chapter 2, what do we see?
约拿在第二章做了一个非常美的祷告。
Jonah.Said a prayer, a beautiful prayer in the very first verse of the passage.
在第二章，你看到他灵里的转机。
You see how he changed in his soul.
从他的祷告，你看到他生命的更新。
From his prayer, you see that the renewal of his life.
是因为他心灵破碎。
Because he was broken before God.
因为他在神面前祷告。
Because he prayed before the Lord.
所以我们在这边第二章就看到生命的更新之前必须要有祷告的更新。
So we see in chapter 2 that before we can even see the change in life, you need to see a renewal in prayer.
而祷告更新之前必须要有灵里的破碎。
And before there is renewal in prayer, there must be a brokenness in our souls.
好，现在我们进入第三章。
Now let's go into chapter 3.
请大家翻开圣经到约拿第三章。
Please turn your Bible to Jonah chapter 3.
当我们来到第三章的时候，
As I come and read chapter 3 of Jonah,
你看到当约拿生命更新之后，
We see the changes after his soul was changed.
他就成为别人的祝福。
And then he has become someone else's blessing.
本来他是一个 liability, 是一个债务。
And before this, he was a liability to God and others.
但是神的话第二次临到约拿，差派他回去尼尼微城的时候。
But now that he was renewed, God has sent him once again to the city of Nineveh.
这是他顺服了。
Now this time he submitted.
而因为他生命经过破碎之后，
because his life had been broken,
经过更新之后，
had been renewed,
当他顺服神的时候，
and now as he submits to God,
他就看到神奇妙的作为，
he sees the miraculous works of God.
而你看第五节，
and look at verse 5 of chapter
第五节怎么说呢？有八个中文有八个字，英文四个字。这里告诉我们说，尼尼微人信服神。
Here we see four words, the first five, four words in chapter 5. The Ninevites believed God.
这八个字，英文四个字，就是这一章第三章的最高潮。
This is the climax of this whole chapter, these four words, the Ninevites believed God.
这是我们所谓在解经里面，我们所谓 hinge verse, 那个枢纽节。
Here we're talking about in hermeneutics, we call this the hinge verse.
为什么这样说呢？
Why do we say that?
因为这一节就把第三章分成两半。
Because here separates chapter 3 into two sections.
这一节之前
this verse, the verses before this verse,
我们看到为什么他们信服神。
We see how they were, why they were submissive to God.
他们信服神的原因在哪里呢？
What was the reason behind the submission to God?
这么奇妙的悔改怎么发生的呢？
Such miraculous turning, how did it happen?
然后之后呢？这一节之后，第五节之后。
After this verse, after verse 5,
我们看到他们信服神之后有什么特别的改变？
We will see how they have changed as a result of submission to God.
换句话说，在前半段我们看到合乎主用的要素。
In other words, before this verse, we see
the recipe
for being usable by God.
非常的重要。
This is very important.
如果我们要让神来用我们
，If we want God to use us,
我们要成为神所喜悦的传道者。
We want to be a missions people before God.
必须注意这一段里面的一些要素。
We must look at some of the important points here in this passage.
不但如此，这里也让我们看到属灵成长的定律 ，the laws of spiritual multiplication.
And also let us examine the laws of spiritual multiplication from this passage.
从第六节到第十节那些下半段，刚才已经提到，他们信服神之后有什么改变
？Now the second passage from verse 6 on to verse 10, what we want to see, what are the changes after a person becomes submissive to God?
这里呢，让我们看到生命必有的改变。
Here we want to see that the changes that ought to take place in the life that's been changed.
好，今天以下的时间，我们只要看那个上半段。
But today, because of our time limitations, let's only look at verses 1 to 5.
我们来看这里神要我们学习属灵生长的定律。
Here we want to look at the laws of spiritual growth.
尼尼微人为什么会虔诚信服神呢？
Why were the Ninevites willing to submit to God?
这么奇妙的改变怎么产生呢？
This kind of miraculous repentance, what caused it?
首先我们需要知道神常常用破碎的瓦器。
First of all, we need to know that God oftentimes uses broken vessels.
让这个破碎的瓦器成为他恩典的出口。
That these broken vessels would be the vessel. These broken vessels would be the channel of God's grace.
我请问各位，工作的果效重要不重要
？Let me ask you.The impact of your work, is it important or not?
回答，请。
Please ask.
重要不重要？
Is it important or not?
重要。
Of course it's important.
但是这里让我们看到果效背后的人是一个经过破碎的人更加的重要。
But let us see. Sorry, can you repeat that again?
Okay. 工作果效后面的人 the man or the person behind the success or the work.
The man behind the success of the work
is much more important.
It's more important than the success of the work itself.
特别是经过破碎
especially after the brokenness.
你注意到这次里，约拿在第三章，你从外表可能他还是同样的一个人。
From the surface, perhaps you would notice that Jonah was probably basically the same person.
但是从心灵里面来观察。
But as we look at his soul, in his spirit,
他是在第二章我们看到他经过神破碎给他破碎之后
，we see that in chapter 2 that he was actually broken by God.
因为他看到自己的败坏
，because he saw his own depravity.
他看到自己的软弱
，he saw his own weaknesses.
而愿意再次把他生命奉献给神。
Once again, he was able to give his life back to God.
因此神就借着他破碎的生命的经历。
So God used this experience of the brokenness of his life.
从那个破碎的小缝隙发射出他悔改的呼召。
From this little crack in this broken vessel. What happened?
To bring out the calling for repentance.
To bring that God's calling for repentance will be brought out.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
神在这里让我们看到他不轻易放弃。我再说一次
Here we see that God is not so easily, God does not easily let go or give up on us.
他能用, 他要用破碎的瓦器,
he could use and he does use broken vessels.
你想想看, 如果在这台上有一个已经破裂的一个瓦器,
just imagine a pot or a vessel right here on the stage, a broken one.
在市场来估价是没有什么特别的价值。
And people inspect this would probably say it's worthless.
人常常用自己的破碎,
and yet,
人常常让自己的破碎,
oftentimes people allow their own brokenness,
他的软弱, 他的软弱,
and his weakness,
感觉到自己没什么价值,
and we feel that we are worthless as well.
感觉到自己是一个没用的人,
and we feel that we are worthless and useless.
但是真实的眼光却完全不一样,
but in God's eyes, things are different.
怎么说呢?
Why do I say that?
好,比如来说,我们在台上有两个不同的那个陶器或是瓦器。
For instance, if there are two vases right here on the stage,
有一个非常漂亮,非常精致的,一个完全的一个陶器或是瓦器。
And first of all, we have a clay pot here that's beautiful and perfect in all ways.
如果你把一支手电筒打开,放在这个陶器里面,
if you take a flashlight and stick it inside the space,
你把那个瓦器的盖子,
and then you cover it with a lid.
请问你会不会看到手电筒所发出来的光?
Let me ask you, would you see the light that emits from this flashlight?
看不见,
of course you would not see anything.
对不对?
Is that right?
但是在这里呢,
but now here we have another worthless vase.
又旧又有裂痕,
it's old and full of cracks.
你照样把这个手电筒打开,放进这个陶器之后,
in the same manner you take a flashlight and put it inside the space,
把这个盖子,
and put a lid on top of it.
请问,
now let me ask you, would you see the light that emits from the flashlight? Would you?
对不对?
Of course, yes, it would.
从哪里看到?
How do you see it? From the cracks itself.
你看到没有?
Do you see this here?
这里有一个非常重要属灵的原则,
there's a very important spiritual principle here.
就是神要借着我们的软弱,
that God would use our weaknesses,
我们的裂痕,
the cracks in our lives,
当我们将我们的软弱, 将我们的裂痕, 将我们破碎的心灵, 交在他手中的时候,
and when we offer up to God's hands of these cracks in our lives and these the brokenness and weaknesses,
神要借着这些裂痕,
that God would, through these cracks,
借着我们生命的伤痕,
through all these scars in our lives,
成为照亮别人人生旅途的光辉或是亮光,
to shed light upon other lives.
好不好?
Isn't that great?
好不好?
Isn't that good?
哎呀,
how come you're not moved?
真的?
And it's true.
但是更宝贵的,
but even more precious,
就是我们在这一段经文里面要看到破碎生命带有十字架的伤痕, the scar of the cross.
That the broken life, as we look at this passage, allows us to see the scar of the cross.
哪里看得到呢?
Can you see that?
你看第四节,
look at verse 4.
在这里告诉我们说, 你以为是极大的城, 有三日的路程, 第四节怎么说呢? 耶拿, 进城走了一日, 先告说, 再等40日, 尼尼微必倾覆了。
It says in verse 3 and verse 4, Nineveh was a very large city. It took 3 days to go all through it. Jonah started into the city going a day's journey.
我相信这不是单单约拿讲了一句话而已。
I don't believe that it was only these few words that Jonah said, 40 more days and Nineveh will be destroyed.
可能这是他信息的主题,
but perhaps this was the topic of his message.
不然的话,这些尼尼微城的人, 怎么样懂得悔改的途径呢?
Otherwise, how would these Ninevites understand the path to reconciliation with God?
但是弟兄姐妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
这里我们所要注意的不是信息本身的内容,
let us note here not only the content of this message,
乃是他所宣告信息的凭证,
but let us look at the proof and the evidence of this message.
乃是传讲这些信息的人他生命的见证,
it is to look at the life and the testimony of the messenger.
如果我们用新约的话来解说呢？
Now if we look at this from the New Testament,
换句话说，约拿他的生命带着有十字架的伤痕。
In other words, we let us see that Jonah carried in his life the scars of the cross.
什么意思呢？
What am I saying here?
就是他有经历乳食惨痛而复活的见证。
Is that he has the testimony, the experience of a broken and scarring experience.
你还记得主耶稣说的这一句话？
Do you remember these words that Jesus himself said?
约翰十二章二十四节怎么说呢？
In John chapter 12, verse 24, what does it say?
好不好？
Let us read it together.
一二三，我实实在在告诉你们，一粒麦子堕落在地死了，仍旧是一粒。若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
John chapter 12, verse 24. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
弟兄姐妹们，这是属灵生长的定律。
Brothers and sisters, this is the principle of spiritual growth.
这是属灵丰收的秘诀。
This is the secret of a spiritual harvest.
因为约拿他的生命带有死而复活的凭证。
Because he had this a testimony of resurrection in his life.
因为他进入鱼的肚子中有三天三日。
Because he entered into the body of this fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
然后被鱼吐出来。
And then he was spat out by the fish.
你还记得耶稣怎么说呢？
Do you remember what Jesus said?
旧约有约拿。
They have in the Old Testament, the Law and Prophets, they have the Jonah.
你们读到约拿的经历。
You've read the experience of Jonah.
但是现在比约拿更大的在你们面前。
Someone now greater than Jonah is here.
换句话说，
In other words,
耶稣将约拿第二章的经历来代表他十字架的经历。
Jesus equated the experience of Jonah in chapter 2 of Jonah with the experience of the cross.
因此他带着十字架，所谓十字架的伤痕。
In other words, Jesus carried the scars of the cross.
只所进那虔诚的第一日。
And Jonah carried these scars of the cross and he went into the city of Nineveh on the second day.
First day.
On the first day.
宣告神的信息。
And he proclaimed the message of God.
虔诚信服了神。
And everyone in that city believed God.
他们悔改而进食。
They repented and they fasted.
你现在就看到十字架伤痕所发出来的能力。
Now you see the power that comes from the scars of the cross.
弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我请问各位，
let me ask all of you,
我们所谓信耶稣的人，
those of us who say we believe in Jesus,
我们相信主耶稣基督死了三天之后复活。
We believe that after 3 days, Jesus came, he was resurrected.
我们接受了他的生命。
And we receive his life.
而是复活的生命。
And it was actually a resurrected life.
但是我要提供各位。
But let me ask you.
我们在我们每天的生活当中，在我们的服侍的那个范围里面，我们有没有真正活出复活的生命？
In our everyday life, in our roles, in our ministries, do we really live out this resurrected life?
什么意思呢？
What do I mean?
有一天我在挣扎这个问题。
One day I was struggling with this concept.
我忽然间想到。
Suddenly, I came to a realization.
很多时候，
oftentimes,
我们说错一句话，
we say something that we regret,
带来一个不可想象的一个后果，
and brings about these unimaginable consequences.
我们做了一件事情，
and everything that we do,
或是我们在那个服事上面有做了一个不可想象的抉择。
Or we make a very bad mistake in our ministry.
结果怎么样？
What are the consequences?
当我们面临这些后果的时候，
As we look at these the ramifications,
我们就在那边懊悔。
We would stand there and sulk.
我们就在那边自怜。
We would pity ourselves.
我们就在那边自怪。
And we would blame ourselves.
我们自己在那边自责。
And we would condemn ourselves.
因此我们沮丧。
And that is why we become depressed.
我们那个埋怨。
And we start blaming others.
我们何等盼望时间倒流，我们可以重新再来。
Oh, so much we wish that time would turn back and we could do it all over again.
因此我们在痛苦当中走不出来。
And therefore we are trapped inside this pain.
但是神 让我们要活出复活的生命是什么意思呢？
But God wants us to live out this resurrected life. And what do I mean?
要我们经历出死入生的那一种的改变而有突破的成长。
God wants us to emerge out of death and go into life and to have that kind of a breakthrough.
换句话说，我们要过着一个复活的生命。
In other words, to live a resurrected life.
什么叫做复活呢？
What does it mean to be resurrected?
本来是死的。
Originally we were dead.
现在是活起来。
Now we have come back alive.
本来是失败的。
One time we were a failure.
现在是得胜的。
Now we are victorious.
本来是后悔的。
One time we were regretful.
现在有生命的见证。
Now we have a testimony of life.
本来是没指望的。
One time we had no hope.
现在我们知道他的恩召是有何等的指望。
Now we know about the hope of his calling.
同时是非常荣耀的盼望。
Not only that, it is a glorious hope.
这叫做复活的生命。
This is the resurrected life.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
人能不能从我们的生命看到主复活大能的改变呢？
Can others look at these, the resurrected life and the changes in our lives?
耶稣说，在这里有一个比约拿更大的。
Jesus said, here is one who is greater than Jonah.
请问在世人的眼目当中，
Let me ask you, in the eyes of the world,
他们能不能从我们的身上看到一个比他们的金钱、比他们的情欲、比他们的势力更大的能力呢？
From our lives, could the world see that there is something greater than their money, than all their pleasures, something that is more powerful?
他们是不是可以从我们的身上看到一个胜过放荡生活的能力和见证呢？
From our lives, could they see that there is something that is powerful, and
more than the放荡的生活，
more than a life of debauchery?
别人是不是能从我们的身上看到，当我们受别人攻击、论断、批评的时候、诬告的时候，人是不能从我们的生命当中看到有主那种的生命，而在那时候安静、宽容、退步？
When we're being insulted and we suffer all these attacks, could people look at our lives and see that there's this peace and forgiveness and quietness?
不是人家听到教会，是听到，不是听到教会里面见证主的好消息，那是听到教会里面的真实吗？
Well, when people hear about a church, it's not about hearing about God's life and God's goodness in the church, and yet all they hear are the rumors and gossips in the church.
请问人能不能从我们的生命上，从我们身上看到十字架的伤痕，看到恩主的印记呢？
When the people look at us, can they see the scars of the cross, the approval of God?
Amy Carmichael 曾经到中国做宣教士。
Amy Carmichael one time was a missionary sent to China.
后来她是在印度完成她宣教的事工。
Eventually she finished her missionary endeavors in India.
曾经我读到她所写的一首诗歌。
One time I read a hymn written by Amy Carmichael.
请注意听，他怎么写呢？
This is what she wrote.
前无创伤，前无伤痕，主人如何，仆人依然，谁主脚中必有钉痕，难得你却是如此的健全。我们怎么能一路随主，却无伤痕，却无创伤？
She wrote in the hymn,Have you no scar? Have you no wound? Yet as the master shall the servant be. And pierced are the feet that follow me, but yours are whole. Can he have followed far who has no wound nor scar?
你说嘛，在1950年代，
In the 1950s,
当中国大陆变色不久的时候，
As the during the time of the communist takeover in China,
有首诗歌从里面流传出来。
There was a hymn that was 从什么？
That also came up from China.
That also came from China.
这首诗歌是你托生在他经历水火苦难的时期。把 Amy Carmichael 这首诗歌翻译成中文，再加上他几句话。这歌名他写成这诗歌，这歌名叫做《你怎么能没有伤痕》。
This hymn was written by Watchman Nee as he went through a difficult period of his life, and being influenced by this hymn by Amy Carmichael, he wrote a hymn called
你怎么没有伤痕?
How Would You Have No Scar?
这首诗歌代表了在国内千千万万与主同受苦这些弟兄姐妹他们的心声。
This hymn expressed the sorrow in the heart of millions of Christians in China who suffered the same fate.
但是这首诗歌却带来给他们还有海外很多弟兄姐妹们可以说无比的安慰。
Yet this hymn brought great comfort to all the people around the world who went through similar suffering.
这些研究中国教会历史的学者,
those who study Chinese history,
特别是在共产党管制中国的时候,
those who study the Chinese church during the communist regime in China,
在那四五十年那些年代,
during this period in the 40s and 50s,
the 40 and 50 years,
or the 40 and 50 year span during the communist takeover,
福音根本没办法在中国自由的传扬。
The gospel could not be freely proclaimed in China.
在这个无神论的政权的压制下面,
under this heavy pressure of atheism,
福音却传遍全中国。
And yet the gospel was spread across the land of China.
这让我们听了之后，特别是这些研究中国教会历史的学者，让他们感觉到非常的惊喜，非常的奇妙。
And this has amazed those who studied the history of the church in China.
你知道吗?
Do you know this?
什么原因?
Why did the gospel spread?
其中主要的原因,
one of the main factors,
因为中国的信徒有十字架的伤痕。
Because the Christians in China had the scars of the cross.
在这苦境当中,
during the time of pain and sorrow,
他们活出生命的见证啊,
they lived out a life of testimony.
吸引他们周遭的同胞。
And that appealed to all of their kindred.
我曾经在中国住了一段时间,
there was a time I lived in China.
我曾经跟这些受过苦难的同胞，这些苦难的弟兄姐妹在一起。
I spent some time with these brothers and sisters who went through all that suffering.
当他们祷告的时候,
as they prayed,
是他们在神面前最自在的时刻。
It was the most freeing time before the Lord that they could spend. As they sang hymns,
他们真实的歌声从他们心里内心涌流出来, 直达天庭。
These music and melodies came from the deepest part of their souls and straight into the heavenlies.
他们的颂词从他们高贵的心中流出来。
The praises came from the highest place and the altars of their hearts.
好像在阳光之下闪耀发光的泉水一样。
As if the sun was shining on these shimmering waters.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
你我的生命有没有带着十字架的伤痕?
Your life, my life, does it bear the scars of the cross?
还有,
also,
当你读第四节的时候,
as you read verse 4,
你有没有注意到这个问题?
Did you notice this problem?
请问,
let me ask you,
约拿是哪一国人?
Let me ask you, what nationality was Jonah of?
犹太人是不是?
He was a Jew, wasn't he?
你以为他在那边传讲神的信息,
and as he proclaimed the God's message in Nineveh,
他用什么语言呢?
What language would he have used? Let me ask you.
一定要用亚兰文，对不对?
Of course, he had to use Aramaic.
那他从哪里学亚兰文呢?
Where would he have learned Aramaic?
啊，在这里劝勉我们。
Here it encourages us.
我们要更有效地做神的宣教者。
We have to become even better missions people, agents.
我们必须要有跨文化的装备。
We must have preparations for crossing cultures.
在这21世纪多元文化的时代当中,
in this multicultural era or age in the 21st century,
能精通两三种的语言不算是一个特别的权利。
It's not that special if you know two or three languages.
这是必须的。
It is a must.
所以因此我很佩服马牧师。
That's why I really admire Pastor Wang.
他翻译不好，这句话翻译不好，不准确，不准确，都不准确。我们必须要重视这一点。
We must examine this point carefully.
我们不能说因为我们年纪比较大，要学别的语言。很困难。
We must not give ourselves an excuse saying that I'm too old to learn yet another language.
昨天已经报告过。
Yesterday, this was announced.
我29年，有一年半在三藩市跟杨牧师在一起，有27年在蒙特利尔，我是在英文堂服事。
For 29 years, and one of those years I spent in Pastor Yang's church,And 1 year was in Vancouver, but 27 of those years I was an English pastor.
但是后来教会要我出来来带领中文部。
But afterwards, the church asked me to come and lead the Chinese congregation.
因此，在公元2000年，我回去中国，恶补我的国语。
So in the year 2000, I went to China to study Chinese.
同时也选修中国古代历史。
And also to improve my language, but also to learn about Chinese history.
到今天我仍然在读书。
And even to this day, I continue my studies.
为什么呢？
Why?
我六十多岁何必呢？ I'm more than 60 years already.
I'm in my 60s, so why? Why would I have to...do all that.
因为我更愿意更有效地来服侍我的主。
But because I want to even more effectively serve my Lord.
在你们当中。
And amongst you.
特别是年轻的一辈。
Especially those of you who are the younger set.
我们要向约拿学习。
We must learn from Jonah.
我们也要向但以理旧约的但以理学习。
We must learn from the Daniel of the Old Testament.
什么意思呢？
What do I mean by that?
当你读约啊但以理书第一章的时候
，When we read Daniel chapter 1,
第四节
，in verse 4,
这里告诉我们说，这少年人，或者说是但以和他的同伴，通达各样学问，知识聪明具备，足能侍立在王宫里，要教他们写什么？加拉底的文字原语。
There it says in Daniel chapter 1, they were young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians.
但以理和他的朋友那时候大概17-18岁而已。
Daniel and his friends at that time must have been only 17 or 18 years old.
但是神在这里告诉我们说，他们通达各样的学问，知识聪明具备。
But here it says that God had prepared them so they had aptitude for every kind of learning, well informed and quick to understand.
换句话说，他们是好学生。
In other words, they were great students.
他们广读各种的学术。
They could study across all these different.
All kinds of learning.
All kinds of learning.
同时在那边写别的国家的言语。
And at the same time to learn the language of a different culture.
你知道吗？在教神学的时候 ，teaching in a seminar.
As I was teaching in a seminar.
我们有一些的学生年纪较大一点。
There are of course some students who are a little bit a senior.
所以他们在写希腊、写西方人写的呱呱叫。
And so they would complain as they learn Greek and Hebrew.
常常叫苦连天。
And oftentimes it would look sorrowful.
我就怎么安慰他呢？
How would I encourage these people?
安慰这些人呢？
How do I encourage?
让他们读
older folks.
但以理书第一章第四节。
I would tell them read Daniel chapter 1 verse 4.
从那天开始，他们就比较安静。
And then after that, they would become a little bit more quiet.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
通达事物。
To have aptitude for every kind of learning.
通达时 know the time.
To know, to understand the times.
好好抓住神给我们的机会。
To hold on to the opportunities God gives to us.
在这个跨文化来多多的受装备。
In this cross-cultural society, come and prepare ourselves.
最后第五节。
Lastly, let's look at verse 5.
你看到这里告诉我们说，尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食，从最大到最小的。 都穿麻衣等等等等。
And here it says the Ninevites believed God. They declared a fast, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth, etc. and etc.
哦，当我读到这里的时候
，as I read to this part，
我就看到人心灵的期待。
And I would see, okay, I would see man's readiness in spite of our unwillingness.
真的，过去我们在暑假有跟几位弟兄姐妹，他们要来读神学，我们跟他有面谈。
And a while ago, there are some people, some candidates who want to do, join a seminary, and I had a time to spend, talking with them.
有位刚刚信主不久。
There's one, a new, a recent believer, a new convert, who came from mainland China.
你知道他怎么说呢？
Do you know what he said?
他说我牧师。
He said, Pastor,
这么宝贵的福音，
and this is such a precious gospel.
从前我们都没有听过。
We've never heard of it before.
当我们听过之后，
but now that we've heard about
it, 心里面很受感动，
our hearts are moved.
就愿意接受，
and we want to receive it.
难道我们只能为着自己的的恩典，只是把这个福音留在我们的生命当中吗？
Is it true that we can only hold on to these blessings to ourselves?
你知道是谁带他信主？
Do you know who led him to Christ?
是他在公司里面的一个主管。
There was this a leader in his company.
当他信主之后，
after he became Christian,
他心灵非常的着急。
His heart was filled with anxiety.
赶快要把福音传给家人。
He wanted to share the gospel with his family members.
把福音传给同胞们。
To share the gospel with his kindred.
所以因此他盼望来到神学受装备。
And that's why he came to the seminary to be prepared.
还有另外一对夫妇。
And there was yet another couple.
从台湾来的。
They had come from Taiwan.
也是信主大概五六年、十年最多。
They had only believed in the Lord for 5 or 6 years, or maybe 10 years.
在台湾根本没有机会信主。
In the Taiwan, they just did not have that opportunity to become Christians.
因为没有机会听到福音。
Because they never heard the gospel.
所以来到这边，因为他们一听到福音的时候。
Because when they first came here and they heard the gospel.
他们说这是我们所期待的。
He said, "This is what we've been looking for."
所以他们信主了之后。
So after they became Christians.
就开始在教会服事。
They started serving in the church.
他们心急得不得了。
The hearts are filled with so much anxiety.
因此他们关心到台湾他们住的地区的一些亲戚朋友们。
Because their hearts went out to all the relatives living in Taiwan.
就打电话给当地的牧者。
And he would call the pastors in those areas.
某某牧师。
He said, Pastor,
我有这个亲戚。
I have this relative.
我有这家人。
I have this family member.
他们还没听到福音。
They've never heard the gospel.
我们也去打电话，透过电话跟他们分享。
We called them and shared with them.
但是能不能请你去拜访他们，去探访他们
and see them?
把福音传给他们，带他们解释，你知道那牧师怎么回答？
Do you know what that pastor said to them?
哎呀，某某人啊，
oh, so and so.
你不知道，
you don't know.
这边的风气，
the winds of the climate,
这里很不容易传，
it's not easy to share.
人家常常拒绝，
people reject it,
等等等等的理由，
and et cetera, and et cetera,
等等等等的借口，
and et cetera, and et cetera,
不愿意去。
他听了
非常非常的难过，
obviously he was very sad.
他何等盼望能赶快有机会在暑假的时候回到他的家乡，在那边分享福音。
That in the summer he could go back to his home village and share the gospel there.
我们在这里可以分享很多很多。
Here we can share quite a bit.
换句话说，人在都在等待。
In other words, man is waiting.
是，有时候我们分享的时候，人家会拒绝。
Oftentimes we're fearing that people would reject.
他们不会不愿意。
No, they would not reject it.
他们会不愿意。
Oh, maybe they're unwilling.
但是我们不要因此而灰心。
But because just because of that, we should not give up.
你继续传。
You'd still have to share the gospel.
因为有人在等待。
Because some people are ready.
有一次我坐飞机的时候。
One time I was on the plane.
从 Vancouver 到芝加哥。
Was flying from Vancouver to Chicago.
坐在我旁边有一位日本的商人。
And sitting next to me was a businessman from Japan.
坐在我右边有一位可能是意大利背景还是西班牙背景的一位夫人。
And sitting next to me on the other side was a woman of perhaps Italian or Latino descent.
所以呢，我不方便开始跟这个姊妹讲话。
So I couldn't just start talking with this lady.
这位日本的商人呢，他非常的客气。
And of course, this Japanese businessman was very courteous.
Very 很友善。
He was very friendly.
所以因此呢，我们就开始谈。
So we started.Talking.
啊，你是什么？你做哪一行生意？那你
what did you do?
你的专业是什么呢？
What kind of business are you in?
谈了之后， 到一段时间，我就开始跟他分享福音。
After a while, I started sharing the gospel with him.
他听
，He listened to it.
再听
，He listened to it more.
问几个问题
，He asked a few questions.
再听
，And he listened some more.
结果他很客气，当我问他要不要接受耶稣的时候，他很客气说，让我想想看。
In the end, he was very courteous, and when I asked, "Do you want to receive Jesus Christ?" he said, "Oh, let me think about it." He says, "I understand." I said, "I understood," so I became quiet.
过了一会儿
，After a little while,
我很不甘愿
I just felt, I couldn't stand it anymore.
所以我就转过来跟这位西班牙背景的那个姊妹
I turned to this this lady of a Latino descent.
意思我跟她讲的就是这样，她不要，你要不要？
I said, he doesn't want it, do you want it?
很快的他就把我给他的一本的那个福音书把它读完，翻到后面做那个解释的道。
Very quickly, she read through this gospel pamphlet I had given her, and to the end where it says making a decision, she made a decision right there and then.
我没跟他多讲，可是他自己看。
I didn't speak much to her, I said, read it yourself.
Oh, I didn't ask her to read herself.
I didn't even ask her to read it. I just gave it to her.
飞机在下降的时候
as the plane was descending,
她就问我这句话
She asked me these words.
她说我可不可以把这本书送给我的朋友，我的家人
Could I give this book to my friends and family?
我说当然可以
Of course, I said.
还有一次
And there was also one time.
我们回到菲律宾
We were flying back to the Philippines.
大概有两个星期的时间。
There was about 2 weeks we spent there.
早晨崇拜之后
，After the morning worship，
下午我就想到我的三舅父。
In the afternoon, I thought about my third uncle on my mother's side.
因为已经十几年、二十年没有看到他。
We hadn't seen him for over 10 or 15 years.
所以因此我就跟我的太太、我的内人，就下午在非常炎热的气候，我们就到他家去探访他。
And so my wife and I went to visit him in the afternoon.
你知道吗？这么炎热的天气，下午睡午觉是最舒服的。
It was hot and humid, so taking an afternoon nap was the most comfortable thing you can do.
当我们按铃敲门的时候
，As we rang the doorbell,
他的家里面的佣人来开门。
The servant of the house came to answer the door.
我们就自我介绍。
We introduced ourselves.
我们也想看拜访。三舅父
He said, I told them I wanted to visit my third uncle.
哦，对不起，你能不能改天再来
？I'm sorry. The servant said, could you come in another time?
他在睡午觉。
He is taking an afternoon nap.
我说我们不能再来。
I told her I could not come again.
因为我们从老远加拿大来这边。
Because I have traveled a great distance to come here.
所以呢，能不能让我们在他的客厅等一等，等他睡午觉之后，我们再跟他见面
？So I said, could we just wait here in the living room until he wakes up from his nap？
他就让我们进去。不久之后，不到五分钟、十分钟，看到三舅父就从楼上下来。
So the servant let us in, and after about 5 or 10 minutes, my third uncle came down to meet us, to greet us.
我们很快乐、很兴奋的彼此见面。
We're so excited to see each other, and we had this great conversation.
心中就有一个感动。
And in my heart, there was this urge.
因为听妈妈说她还没有信主。
Because my mother had told me that he was not yet a Christian.
他们常常，妈妈跟她的妹妹，我的姨妈，常常写信给她，劝她信主。
My mother and my aunt, my mother's sister, had always written to him to urge him to become a Christian.
因此我就开始跟她分享福音。
So I started to share the gospel with him.
她很客气。
Of course, he was again very courteous.
是妈妈很关心我，那个姨妈很关心我，常常写信。不但如此，还拜托当地的牧师来探访我。
He says, indeed, that your mother and your aunt, they're very kind to me. They write me all the time, and they've also invited the pastor to come visit me.
那过了几分钟，他就不想再谈下去。
After a few minutes, he wanted to change the subject.
他就转换话题。
And he talked about something else.
那我心里想。是不是暗示我他不喜欢跟我谈
？Perhaps he's hinting to me he doesn't want to talk about this. He wants to talk about something else.
好，我尊重他。
I will respect him.
好，我们就谈其他的家庭的生活等等。
We changed the subject and started talking about something else.
圣灵就在那边感动。
And then the Holy Spirit was still urging me.
再跟他分享。
And convicting me and telling me to share with him. And I was thinking in my heart.
我说老人家不喜欢谈。
Maybe he doesn't want to talk about it.
那我再谈的话
，If I talk about this again,
他会不会不喜欢
？Maybe he would not be pleased.
我应该对他。 表示我的尊敬和客气。
Perhaps I should show my respect for him.
但是圣灵确定。
The Holy Spirit was convicting me.
好了。
I said, okay.
再过大概几分钟。
After a few minutes.
我就把话题再转换回来。
I changed the subject again.
他属灵的需要。
To talk about his spiritual need.
他很客气。
And very courteously.
讲了几句之后。
Said a few words.
他就把话题又转掉。
He changed the subject yet again.
这一次我说好了。
This time I said okay.
他不愿意就不愿意。
If he doesn't want to talk about, that's
fine. 不要太勉强。
I shouldn't just force him.
哎，在谈话当中，圣灵又在催逼。
After we were talking a little bit,
我就开始跟圣灵有点就辩驳。
I was then starting to argue with the Holy Spirit.
老人家不喜欢。
Well, the old person doesn't want to talk
about it. 不要太勉强。
I shouldn't force him.
反正你看他那么健康。
Look at him, he's quite healthy now.
虽然是75岁、76岁。
Even though he was in his mid-70s.
非常健康。
He was still very healthy.
因为以前年轻的时候他是运动员。
Because he used to be an athlete when he was young.
以后我再来拜访他的时候再跟他分享。
Maybe next time I come to visit, I will share again.
圣灵马上问。
The Holy Spirit right away asked.
难道你知道你什么时候再回来吗？
Do you really know when you're going to visit next?
我心想大概再五年吧。
I was thinking, oh, maybe another 5 years.
圣灵就问。
Then the Holy Spirit asked.
再五年。
Another 5 years.
担保你会见到他的面。
Are you very sure you will see your uncle again?
现在我就紧张了。
And then I started to sweat bullets.
结果我就硬着脸皮就把话题再转换回来跟他讲福音。
With thick skin on me, I changed the subject yet again to tell him about the gospel.
感谢主，这一次他没有再把话题转换掉。
This time he did not switch the subject again.
在五分钟、十分钟之内
5 minutes into this conversation, I asked him,
我说上救父你今天愿意不愿意
Today, are you willing
打开你心门
to open your heart
来接受耶稣成为你个人的
receive Jesus Christ as your personal
我们爱你我们爱你
because we love you
你的姐姐你的妹妹都关心
your older sister your younger sister they love you
他说
he said I'm willing
我就从我的座位上站起来坐在他对就是回到对面坐在他的旁边
So I moved out of my seat and sat right next to him.
我就握住他的手。
I grabbed his hand.
我说，舅父，我祷告一句，你跟我祷告一句。
I said, Uncle, I'll say a phrase you repeat after me.
你说吗？当我们祷告之后。
After we prayed,
我们泪眼相对。
We stared at each other with tears in our eyes.
然后他说了一句话。
And he said these words.
他用闽南话讲。
And he spoke it in Minnanese.
要是大家让他听。还是自己的人比较亲切。
He said that it's really relatives, but blood is thicker than water.
我就跟他讲，三舅父，下主日我会在某某教会做礼拜。
And said,
讲道。
Uncle, next Sunday I will be preaching in such and such a church.
好不好邀请你来
？I invite you to come and join us in that service.
他一口答应。
He said yes.
下主日。
And following week,
聚会刚开始的时候
，as the meeting started,
我在台上
，I was standing on the podium.
坐左边，我看到前门。开着
I saw the doors open.
他的儿子带他来教会。
His son had brought him to church.
他就坐在教会那个角落。
And he was talking at the church.
我回家之后。
And I went back to home. I went home afterwards.
我的妈妈告诉我。
My mother told me.
他的弟弟告诉他。
His brother had told her.
从那天开始，他每主日去做礼拜。
From that day on, he went to church every Sunday.
不但如此。
Not only that.
还参加教会的弟兄会。
He also participated in the brothers' fellowship at that church.
3年之后
After 3 years,
有一天早晨，我在办公室，妈妈打电话给我。
I was at the office and my mother called me.
妈妈说
My mother said,
三舅父刚离开。
Your third uncle had just passed away.
我听了之后
After he heard this,
我心里面又感恩又难过。
My heart was filled with gratitude and yet sorrow.
我难过，因为舍不得他。
I was sorrowful because I missed him.
但是我非常的感恩。
But I was filled with gratitude.
因为那一天我没有消灭圣灵的炊烟。
Because that day I did not put out the Spirit's fire.
你可以想象，如果那天我消灭圣灵的炊烟，三年之后我听到这个消息，我心里面会怎么样的痛苦懊悔
？Because of that day, if I did put out the Spirit's fire, what would I be going through now 3 years afterwards?
在结束之前
，Before I finish,
我盼望我们注意屏幕上 Rick Warren。
I hope that you will pay attention to this personal testimony of Rick Warren, of Pastor Rick Warren.
他就提到他父亲病危的时候，好像在讲梦话。
he mentions how his father, as he lay dying, was almost like talking in his sleep.
但是却表达出他生命的使命。
And yet displayed this mission in his life.
请我来看。
Let's watch this together.
耶稣多救人。可不可以？
Can we actually put this on the screen?
有没有？
Do you have it? Your control is over here. Yeah. Okay,
I cannot find it.
Just, okay. The cone.
Okay. 不然我们就用这个好不好？可以不可以看得见？
Yeah, 可以看得见，
可以看得见啊，清楚啊。Mm-hmm. 嗯 ？What happened？
可以。You're actually clicking on the bottom. So.
No, I think they're controlling up here too.
My dad was a man with a mission. He was a minister for 50 years, and he died 2 years ago of cancer. The week that he died, he went delirious from the cancer, and he was awake almost 24 hours a day, almost 24 hours a day, talking aloud in his dreamlike state. And you know, you can learn a lot about somebody by just listening to his dreams. My dad's bed the last week of his life, and listen to my dad dream aloud.He never talked about serving as a hero in the South Pacific in World War II. He didn't talk about fishing, which he dearly loved. He didn't talk about the books he'd read or the movies he'd gone to. He talked about what mattered most to him. Although my dad was just always a pastor of a small church, he loved to build things, and he was a carpenter. And in his lifetime, he took volunteer teams all around the world to every continent and built over 150 church buildings in his lifetime.If I summarized my dad's life, it would be a hammer and a Bible and a fishing pole. That's what he was all about. And in the last week of his life, as he was dying of cancer, and he talked aloud in this dreamlike state, he'd say, now, make sure you get that team over there, make sure they put that joist together, and make sure they get the lumber carried over to that area. And when you're wiring that, make sure you don't get electrocuted. Make sure the team is back for lunch. And he talked aloud about all of the different trips.That he'd taken with volunteers to build church buildings around the world. A couple nights before he died, I was sitting by his bedside with my wife Kay and my niece Alyssa. And all of a sudden, my dad got very agitated in this state, and he tried to get up out of bed. He was very frail. He'd lost all of his weight. And my wife Kay said, Jimmy, you've got to lay back down. You can't get up.And he kept trying to get up. He kept just trying to get out of bed. And it was clear he wasn't listening. And she said, Jimmy, you're sick. He was dying. You've got to lay down. You can't get out of bed. And he just kept trying to get out of bed. And finally, Kay said, Jimmy, what do you want? And he said, got to save one more for Jesus. Got to save one more for Jesus.Gotta save one more for Jesus. He began to say this phrase over and over and over again. Save one more for Jesus. Gotta save one more for Jesus. Save one more for Jesus. I'm not exaggerating. He probably said it 100 times in the next hour. Save one more for Jesus. Gotta save one more for Jesus. I was sitting there by the side of his bed and I bowed my head and tears were running down my face.As I thank God for the heritage of my dad. And he reached up and he lifted out and he put his hand on my head as if like a commissioning. And he said, save one more for Jesus. save one more for Jesus. I intend for that to be the theme of the rest of my life.
多为耶稣救一人。
Save one more for Jesus.
同时，我们从约拿这段信息里面也看到人心的期待。
Here we see that the readiness of man's heart.
人的期待，再加上我们愿意为耶稣多救一人。
That people are waiting.
And our hearts.One more for Christ.
And our hearts want to save one for Jesus.
求主今天借着这两句话感动我们的心。
May God use these two phrases to touch our hearts.
好叫这两句话
That these two phrases
帮助我们成为更合神心的传道。
That we may become better mission agents for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters,
现在的今天已经是十月十七号
Today is the 17th of October already.
再过两个多月，2009年就过去
Another 2 months and then some, the year 2009 would be.Over and gone.
我们扪心自问
Let's ask ourselves,
在这一年当中
During this year,
我带领几个人来归向耶稣
How many people have I helped save for Jesus?
我向多少人传扬主耶稣基督的福音
To how many people have I shared the gospel of Jesus Christ?
我们都知道
We know.
我们生命非常的短暂
Our lives are short.
再过几十年
Another a few decades,
我们就走进永恒
We will be headed towards eternity.
但是请问
But let me ask you,
我们留下来的有什么生命的见证
The time remaining, what kind of life testimony
可以继续的传承
Do we actually continue, to accomplish?
To keep on multiplying.
To keep on multiplying.
当我走完人生道路的时候
As I finish my life here on this earth
And this is what makes me excited about my life
这样让我很兴奋关于我的生命
就是当我走完人生道路的时候
That as I finish my life here on earth
我工作的果效会继续繁衍
The success of my work will
continue to multiply
will continue to multiply
我不晓得各位听到Dwight L. Moody 这个人的名字
I don't know if you've ever heard of the name D.L. Moody
他是在一百多年前神很重要的布道家好像 Billy Graham 现在一样
He was an evangelist that was famous a century ago
你知道他在这布道会里面他带领很多人信主其中一位是 Wilbur Chapman
In one of these rallies he ledThere was a man by the name of Wilbur Chapman.
Wilbur Chapman 后来组织所谓美国的 YMCA.
Wilbur Chapman was the one who founded the YMCA.
YMCA 其实是一个布道青年布道的一个机构。
At first, YMCA was an organization for the evangelization of young men.
他在服事当中认识一位baseball 就是那个棒球是不是棒球的那个。很有名的棒球家。
While he was there, Chapman met a baseball star.
他名字叫做 Billy Sunday.
His name was Billy Sunday.
他后来 Billy Sunday 把自己奉献给主，就受了 Wilbur Chapman 的装备，成为布道家。
Later on, Billy Sunday became an evangelist because of the effect that Wilbur Chapman had on him.
在早期的时候，有人请 Billy Sunday 到 Carolina 去布道。
One time, Billy Sunday was invited to share the gospel or to lead a rally.
但是因为他工作非常忙，没有时间去，所以他就派他的另外一个朋友 Mordecai Ham 到 Carolina 去那边领会布道。
He couldn't go to the Carolinas because of a busy schedule, so he sent one of his friends Mordecai Ham to go in his place.
在那一个整星期的奉信会布道会里面，到了最后，有一个高高的、瘦瘦的年轻人走到台前，把自己生命献给主。
In the revival meetings of that week. towards the very end, a tall, lanky young man walked all the way up to the altar.
这个人名叫做 Billy Graham.
And the name of this young man was Billy Graham.
我不晓得你们听过 Operation Mobilization, 还有他们的福音船。
I don't know if you've ever heard of Operation Mobilization and their gospel ship.
这发起人是 George Ferber.
The one who actually founded this was George Ferber.
George Ferber 在年轻在中学的时候是非常坏的一个男 的学生。
He used to be a depraved young man when he was growing up.
他在学校里面卖那种黄色的书籍跟刊物。
And he sold pornography in the school.
但是有人把那个约翰福音